You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And that time we heard from Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs and Dancing in the Street. Hello, Cindy. And I should say Happy New Year. This is the first time this year we've been together.
Wow, and we're on the 22nd of February. Yes, it is. Well, that's what happens when you're the fourth Wednesday of the month.
But first of all, Cindy, Happy New Year, and I hope it's a really terrific year for you and your family. But
thank you.
Let's just very quick. I know you're on very short time. It's Parliament, and because we've had some technical difficulties, we're even cut our time a lot shorter. But how was Christmas at the McLeish household? Great time.
Oh, gosh, gee, that's making me testing my memory. The Christmas at McLeish was fine. You know, we have a lunch function and a dinner function, and, you know, we had loads of fun, and it's always great to catch up with people. And in your house, Alan, was that the same?
Mine was very good too, thanks. The only problem I had COVID running into Christmas. But anyway, that's
Oh, that's no good. I'm still yet to get COVID.
You wouldn't want the one I had. I mean, there is a softer one going around, but, gee, the one I had was pretty crap. Anyway, we don't want to waste your time talking about that. Cindy, you'd like to talk about the medieval thing that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Medieval fair at... Yeah. There at Camelot Castle in Yellingbow. Yep. And a lot of people probably know Camelot Castle. You might have driven past it, seen a little bit of it. You know, it looks like a chess piece almost, you know, with the rook.
Yep.
And they had a fair a couple of weekends ago. And it was just like on TV, you know, where the people are dressed up in the costumes. You've got the knights and the maidens and monsters and jesters.
They call it jousting or something, don't they, with the some of the stuff they do. Is that right?
Well, they had swords, and they had real swords, and they had wooden swords. And, you know, you were able to put things on. They had some armour. You could try some of the armour on, although the armour... And it was a group from Leongatha.
True.
That came up. Yeah. And, you know, they've got a medieval group down there. There's quite a number of, you know, these groups. And they, you know, love to put their stuff on, and there's special shops you can go to and buy the stuff, buy the gear. And but the armour's a bit heavy and oily. So, you know, I didn't want to put that over my clothes, but I'd put on a cloak, played with a sword, a wooden sword.
Terrific.
Big wooden sword. Oh, look, it was. And it's loads of colour and loads of fun. And, you know, it was. I thought it was pretty busy, and it was the first time that they'd had it since COVID.
Yep.
So I think the last time was in 2019 at the end of the year in November. So, you know, we've had a good couple of years break.
And, apart from that, we need to get people out and about again, aren't they? Because some people just... It's taken a while to get them back out to the community, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. It is. And, you know, they had just... It's almost the local community pull together for something like that. And it's something that... It's just different and it's fun. So, you know, at a couple of times during the day, they had the, you know, demonstration of sword fights, friendly evil, a friendly type of... you know, fighting, but to show you what it's like. And people wandered around in costumes and they stopped and you were allowed to, you know, they had gloves, for example, that, you know, when you form a fist, a bit like boxing gloves, but they've got, you know, the lead or whatever on them. So, you know, it protects all of your body. And, sure. You know, it was only a gold coin donation to get in. So it was terrific.
Good way to fill in some time. Cindy,
it was very good. And look, I've just got to say, Alan, what... The strength of this event, okay, so there's the guy who owns the castle who's let, you know, use it for this purpose, and he was wandering around in his little jester suit. Yeah. But it's the local community groups that get together.
Yeah, which is terrific.
It is, and the community house is just next to... Oh, you've moved. You're in Healesville now, aren't you?
No, we're still at the old place in Wurri Junction.
Oh, well, okay, so you've just... you know, a few doors down from you is the Wurri Alec Community House.
And they're coming in next Wednesday too for an interview.
Oh, are they? So Sonia will be able to tell you all about it. You know, this has been something that I think has been going on since 2012. And so the community house there, there's another community group, WYLD, W-H-Y-L-D. I don't know. You know, that's Wooree, Hoddles, Yellingbo, Launching Place and Don Valley. So that vicinity, so the WYLD community group were there, the Yellingbo CFA and the Hoddles Creek CFA were involved. Hoddles do a lot of the food. Cool. Yellingbo had people, you know, making sure the parking was organised and they were collecting the gold coin, and they had demonstrations on as well, you know, different things that kids can do, learn how to put out fires where you have the hose pointing at... A flat wooden building, but the flames flip backwards. So if you hit the flames with the hose, you know, it flips backwards, so it looks like you've put them out. And the Wooree Alec Bendigo Bank as well. So, like, it's a really great community effort. And I've got to say, it's a really fun day. There's just so much activity and things going on, you know. Fill a couple of hours, gold coin donation really easily. So congratulations to all of those community groups.
Oh, that's terrific. Cindy, I've just got to ask you also, we've had a listener ask me, have you got any update on what's happening up at Redwood? I know you must roll your eyes and think, oh, I'm not again.
I am rolling my eyes. No, I haven't. And, you know, we've had the situation with the highway in Warburton as well. Right. Because that there's a section of the Warburton Highway that that's sunk pretty well.
Is it?
On the left as you're heading out to Warburton, you know, just near the river.
Yep.
And the government were actually going to try and fix it over January, and all the traders said, well, you can't do that. That's our busy time.
Yeah.
But there has been one lane in and one lane out. And it's caused, you know, maybe 20 minutes delays, 25-minute delays at times getting into Warburton. So I believe that, you know, there were still plenty of people around in January, which is great because they didn't close it off completely. And that should be getting, you know, they're getting a move on, I think, with that now that summer's, that the, you know, the holiday season. And I would expect the same thing is happening at Cement Creek down at where the Redwoods are.
Yep.
But it's been closed for ages. I've seen those signs for a long time. And I actually, it's reminded me I must just get an update myself on where things are at with that, because it's council that are running that project, I'm fairly confident.
Yeah. I know that. You must get sick of hearing about it, but a listener did ask me, and I thought, well, I need to ask Cindy about it.
No, look, it will be a considerable improvement, because once that became popular, and it wasn't known for so long, you know, it wasn't known about.
Yeah.
And then once it got, I think it was on postcards, and then people shared it on social media, and it became a really cool place to go, but there were no toilets, and it was a pretty, a car park, and the bridge was pretty narrow, and the car park yep. was inadequate, and then when people were there, and it was, you know, could be boggy, and it was quite deep in patches. So, you know, they've done a fair bit of work putting in a decent car park there, but, you know, there weren't toilets, and so people were using the bush. You know, they had to put signs up to say, listen, as you were heading out of East Warburton, last toilets before the... You know, because people were just using it. And that's a health issue.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
No. So, you know, there's a few things that have been happening. It's taken a while, like years.
Yep.
But, you know, I'd like to think, and next time I speak, you know, certainly have that update.
That'd be terrific. Now, Cindy, I know that you're short on time, so what else? We won't take any music. We'll go straight through. What else would you like to talk about?
Look, some of the work that is being done in the parks, and some things that still need to be done. Now, you know, we've got a group at Maroondah Dam who have been getting together, you know, on Saturday mornings and making improvements there, you know, and the government, they've had various grants here and there to help them along with gear, but they've done something like 650 hours
Gee.
Of voluntary work to try and, you know, improve things. And I must say, they have. They really have. The sundial that's there has improved out of sight. And, you know, Bunnings have helped out. You know, there have been different groups that have helped them with some materials to allow them to do that. And they've done extensive weeding in parts. Now, it's pretty large what needs to be done. But they're tackling bit by bit. And there's this beautiful old rose staircase. And the roses have got dead. It's just, you know, in a really lousy state.
No, that's not good.
But no, it's no good. But this is their next job, and I have every confidence that they will tackle that and really get onto it.
It's terrific to see the community doing it for the community, isn't it?
Look, that's right. And people come from, you know, all different areas. They're not all just based out of Healesville. You know, people come over from Woori, for example, to get involved. And, you know, you've really got to admire that. And in fact, one of the volunteers I was talking to also volunteers on Puffing Billy. So, you know, that's even a, you know, really great thing that you've got people with different, you know, different agendas and things that they want to get on and make improvements in.
And they're doing it for the public. I mean, they're not just doing it for themselves, are they?
No, look, and the sundial, you know, was run down, and the rose staircase is in a terrible state. And, you know, just getting the roses planted and alive and the sprinkler system working will be fabulous, let alone, I mean, there's too many dead roses there, too many. Yeah. And it's old stone staircases. So, you know, and I'm not sure how familiar you are, but like at the Upper Yarra Dam Park there and at Maroondah Dam, where the old Board of Works had a particular style with the stone pavements and things like that, and it was really lovely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that sort of stuff needed to be fixed.
And you need to upkeep it, otherwise it just becomes sort of just one big mess, doesn't it?
Well, this is what's happened. It hasn't been kept up to date, and for a couple of decades, I think, you know, Melbourne Water have responsibility for it, but they have got a deal with Parks Victoria who do it, and they, you know, mow the grass and things like that. But in the old days, there were gardeners and people who were really proud of their gardens.
It
loves it. And plants, you know, the plants were always well maintained, and there hasn't been that level of that resource put in to maintain it for years and years and years. So the volunteers are picking up the slack, and you know, like, it's just a beautiful park, but there's broken fences and all sorts of things that need so much attention.
It is really terrific. And when you think of the hours that these volunteers put in, it's millions of hours, isn't it, over a year?
Yeah, probably not quite millions.
No, but I mean, not, but not
650, but yes.
Yeah, no, I meant not only that group, though. I meant with all the groups.
Oh, all, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, many hands make lighter work. So if you've got 15 or 20 people, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a school working bee.
Yep.
You know, if you've got people with skills and, you know, that can do things and the time, you know, you can, you know, someone can, the school could buy the bricks, for example, and, you know, the volunteers, if you've got somebody who's a bricklayer, can actually get on and get that done. And I know a lot of the schools in the area rely on parents with machinery and skills, and really helps make a difference because the school budgets only go so far.
Absolutely. And also, it's a great way for the mums and dads to meet other mums and dads too, isn't it, on these school working bees and other volunteer organisations?
Oh, it's a great way to meet people. And you know, the other thing, it's a great way to get out of the house. And we know, you know, being outdoors is a terrific thing, but I think, you know, schools struggle. Parents are busy doing a whole lot of things, and it's not always easy for schools to, you know, get a working bee up and running and then get 20 or 30 people there, because the more people you have, and, you know, you do a couple of hours each, you've got 20 people, you know, you've got 40 hours worth of work. That's one person, like, you know, a full work week.
Yeah.
You know, that you can make a real difference, and you can move things. And I'll tell you, I was at the Yarra Valley Railway a few years ago, and they had a big working bee, and they had, I think, one of the church groups, it might have been the Mormons, that came out and volunteered. And they move things in a really interesting way. So they'll have 100 people all lined up, and they'll all stand a metre apart, and they'll lift something really heavy, and you just pick it up and you pass it to the person next to you, who passes it to the person. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't believe it. So then all of a sudden, you've moved something, you know, 100 metres, or the people from, you know, one end can go and join the other end. So you haven't had to pick up anything really heavy and lug it, you know, particular distance.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Isn't it a good idea?
That's terrific.
And they have a lot of people that go, you know, worldwide. People come and travel the world and do various, you know, voluntary things, certainly in the Mormon Church. And, I was staggered the difference that they could make. And they said, oh, no, this is the easy way to do things. And
probably is.
You know, you don't have to get big trailers. It was. Like, it was like, gosh, that's a good idea.
Cindy, and that's another bit of an unsung event or thing is at Yarra Valley Railway, isn't it?
Oh, look, it was, and I suspect it probably still is, the largest volunteer project in Australia. Now, as with everything, the volunteers have dropped off after COVID.
Right. Yep.
In so many areas, you know, whether it's umpires for sporting clubs or volunteers at the school working bee or the Yarra Valley Railway, you know, this is what's happened. But, you know, they've made enormous headway. They've built bridges, they've rebuilt stations and the goods shed at Healesville. It's just...
terrific, isn't it?
And they'll end up with the railway running between Healesville and Yarra Glen.
Man, that'll be terrific, won't it, when it goes the full way.
And, you know, like, they do some creative stuff as well. So they have, at Halloween, they have Ghost Train.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they, you know, it's just people are creative and clever, and so they've got this concept, and they had it for a few years, and then they got really busy, and then COVID and things like that. But it was back up again last year, and they work with, you know, a community arts group who the actors come out and dress up and
that's
do the ghoulish behaviour, and they decorate the trains in the, you know, as a ghost train and things like that, and they take people out at night and do it. And I haven't been on it, but I really want to go on it because I think it sounds like loads of fun.
I was going to ask you, had you been in it? I'm not sure the ghost might get me before it, but... Cindy, look, I think...
No.
Oh, sorry, go. Yep.
Oh, look, yeah, it's... You know, these are fun ideas, and these are fun things, you know, like with the Camelot Castle and the medieval day, and it's, you know, there's that ad on TV, and it just... It reminds me, you know, it reminds me of that. And in fact, it was so good that I mentioned it in Parliament this morning, in fact. But, you know, previously I've mentioned a lot of the other volunteer groups and the things that they do and how they've done it.
And some of those things like the medieval and that, they don't cost a lot of money to take your family to either, do they?
No, not at all. And, you know, the other thing that wasn't volunteer-driven, although they do use a lot of volunteers, was Puffing Billy. And last winter... they had it lit up at night.
Oh, that is
and
terrific.
And so they had all... Yeah, so they had things as you went between, I think, Gembrook, I'm trying to remember which way it went, from Belgrave to Emerald. Anyway, they had lights on the way so you could look, and then people waited at the bridges to see the train, and it had, you know, all various colours, and the colours would change, and it'd be a multitude of colours, and then it'd be one colour and another colour, and, you know, like, it was just, it was
fabulous.
Really good fun. But it was designed, you know, at winter and night, where a lot of people, you know, Puffing Billy's not as busy at that time of the year, so they thought of what can we do that's different, and they've got a lot of volunteers, you know, driving the trains and things like that, so, you know, jolly good job.
There's some really good ideas amongst the volunteers too, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you start brainstorming and throw up a few ideas, and they might all not fly, but you keep throwing ideas up and one of them, two of them will fly, and you get something really cool.
Sounds good. Cindy, I believe you've got to go.
I do, Alan. Well, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Look, we're grateful for your time, and we'll talk to you in March.
We will. Okay, no worries.
Thanks, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.